This is 1021 WMUK. Enbridge Energy's Line 5 oil and gas pipeline is embattled. Environmental groups and tribal governments say it poses a critical threat to the Great Lakes, where it passes through the Straits of Mackinac. The line faces challenges in court, including from the state attorney general. But as WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, no one paid much attention to Line 5 until the oil spill on the Kalamazoo River 10 years ago.
Beth Wallace is with the National Wildlife Federation. She works from its office in Ann Arbor, but Wallace is originally from Marshall. When Enbridge Energy's Line 6B pipeline broke near the city in 2010, Wallace headed home to help with the cleanup. The pipe had spilled close to 1 million gallons of crude oil into the Kalamazoo River.
The week right after the spill was probably one of the most frustrating situations I've ever been exposed to.
The Marshall spill overlapped with the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
We really just didn't have resources in our area to manage what was unfolding because everything and all the focus was in the Gulf. And so it was a pretty heartbreaking situation.
Wallace says Enbridge made an announcement during the cleanup.
They wanted to increase pressure on Line 5.
Line 5, a different pipeline that crosses from the UP into Lower Michigan at the Straits of Mackinac. At the time of the Marshall spill, Line 5 had sat on the lake bed in the Straits for nearly 60 years. Even seasoned activists like Wallace didn't know about it. But the spill drew her focus to Michigan's pipelines.
I dove a little bit deeper into Line 5 and its history, and I wanted to know more specifically how it was being maintained and operated.
Now Line 5 is a household name in Michigan. The battles over its future are statewide news. Enbridge insists that the line is safe, that it's carefully watched. But a growing list of tribal governments, water resources groups, and even businesses disagree. Wallace says the more she learned about Line 5, the more she believed it endangered the Great Lakes.
The currents in that location are extreme on multiple fronts, including how swift they are, but then how unpredictable they are, including the surface currents could be completely different than the occurrence in a deeper depth of that location, which makes cleanup near impossible.
Around the state, other groups began to notice Line 5. Liz Kirkwood directs the Traverse City Group for Love of Water, or FLO. FLO does legal analysis for the causes it supports, including shutting down Line 5. Kirkwood says before the Marshall spill,
at the very beginning of this awakening, there was this sense that because it was an interstate oil pipeline, that the feds were kind of the key decision makers.
Kirkwood says even the state seemed to think so.
You know, I was calling the Department of Natural Resources and I said, I'm looking for this pipeline. It's located in the Straits of Mackinac, and I think there's got to be some kind of deed. And the guy on the other end of the line said, we have this policy. We throw away all the documents after 40 years. And I said, you know, as a lawyer, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be throwing this out. And so sure enough, we hung up the phone and then he went back to his office and he found this 1953 easement.
Flo's idea of the state's role began to change.
We all of a sudden kind of started to unearth and understand the key role that the state of Michigan played as public trustee.
Jim Olson is the group's founder and president.
Our conclusion was that the state had the primary jurisdiction because the feds looked over safety once the pipeline was built, but it was up to the states to locate and authorize, particularly in a public trust bottomlands, a crude oil pipeline in the United States. It's up to the states on the location issue.
Olson says Enbridge is facing 5 major legal or administrative challenges over its pipeline in the Straits. That includes Attorney General Dana Nessel's lawsuit that seeks to void the company's original easement with the state. Enbridge might win these battles, but it's clear the company's headaches from the Line 6B oil spill didn't stop in Marshall. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.